Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. The key word in ecology is interactions. Well, let's discuss a few interactions today between humans and animals. You see, animals, as cute as they look, are always, and you must remember, wild with natural instincts. It is only when humans interfere do problems arise. So let me tell you, and I'll start with a fun story, but it sort of bangs home this problem. Imprinting of birds is this: when a bird is born, whoever feeds it first is mommy. So there are many birds that, you know, they fall out of a nest, there's a problem, the parents die, whatever it is, and right away humans are feeding them and the bird is imprinted. Well, I'm going to let you know that this is a story that in Chicago, there was a skyscraper being built. A guy is up there, a steel worker, and it is now lunchtime, and he sits down on the steel up there, opens up his lunch, and landing next to him is a bald eagle. The bald eagle makes his way over on the steel next to him, picks up his sandwich, and flies off. And the guy is startled. But that bald eagle was imprinted somewhere along. So as I said to you, it is only when humans interfere do problems arise. So let's discuss the reasons why we should not feed wild animal. Food sources nutritionally are not the same. So you see, what an animal would normally eat and what you're going to feed them will not be the same nutritionally too. So that's very important, because you see, there's in a park near my home, I bike through these county parks and all, there are these signs that say, do not feed the geese. And I am not exaggerating. There will be families, and now you have parents teaching little children that it's okay, standing next to the sign saying, do not feed the geese, with bags of bread. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't know of any wild bread out there. So geese do not normally eat bread. It's not their food source. And then all of a sudden people then begin to complain, well, why do we have, you know, and I always joke about it and say it this way, you know, Dorothy went on the yellow brick road, and then your town roads are covered, your paths in the parks are covered, and it's the green scat road. So if you're going to keep the geese, well, then you're going to have a problem. And when they scat, especially in the water too, now you have a problem with coliform growing. And so that we have many, many types of problems. How about another reason why we should not feed? It alters the natural behavior of animal. People treat these animals like they are pets. Think about squirrels in a park. How many wild peanuts have you seen growing out there? Yet somebody will sit on a park bench and feed them. And then all of a sudden, the next person comes up and just sits down on a bench, and all of a sudden there's a squirrel on his lap. Well, again, this is not okay. And animals can become more aggressive towards humans. Now, I give you this example, and it's not with feeding, but the example will bang home a point. Yellowstone National Park, and I always call it my summer playland, because when I'm done with my research out west, I just bounce and I fly fish straight through Yellowstone, but I get to enjoy all the nature that goes along. I'm a catch and release guy anyway, so it doesn't matter. I'm going to release all the fish. Well, a buffalo, and I have seen this, and you will see a small herd of buffalo on the side of the road, and I mean literally on the side of the road, and people will get out and stand. It's almost like the photo op. Can I take a photo with you, Mr. Buffalo? And people will stand 5 and 10 feet away from him. And every year, a tourist gets killed because a buffalo gets ticked off and just literally runs into him. And if you've never seen a buffalo, think about the size of a car, and that is the buffalo, like, compressed into one little powerful pack. And, well, we're going to feed animals, and I'm going to get to some other feedings going on in this show. You're going to see that animals can become more aggressive toward humans. Now, at the Avian Wildlife Center, and I filmed up there, Joey B TV, JoeyBee.tv. But don't go there and watch those episodes. You need to listen here. But Giselle Smisco, we were supposed to go out and film. Giselle's the director. We're supposed to go out and film one day. So I get there, and Giselle says, I'll be out in a little bit. And she says, be careful of the turkey. What do you mean, be careful of the turkey? So I've got one of my TV cameras, and I'm just out there, and I'm walking around, tripod. I'm just filming a little bit just because there's all different birds, eagles, owls, hawks. And all of a sudden, this big old tom turkey starts to follow me around. And I just thought it'd be really cool. I do lots of these little neat intros to the show. So I just figured I'd bend down, have the camera follow me, a couple of birds in the background, and I start to speak, and here comes a turkey right up next to me. And I thought, this is pretty cool. And I got up, since I don't have a cameraman on that day, I am my own cameraman, and I've done this often. So I stop it, I press play, I go back down, and the turkey comes running right up next to me again. And I get up, and he jumps, and I call it the Kung Fu Turkey, because he goes, wow, and he gives me a shot in his shorts with the spurs. And if you don't know this, turkeys have big spurs on their legs that help to, or they use them to defend themselves. And basically, I found out through Giselle, this turkey was imprinted. People fed it right away, and they thought that humans were now their mommy. And basically, the turkey was saying to me, excuse me, I asked for food. You didn't give me food. I'm going to give you a shot in his shorts, and now you can give me food. Well, this is now an aggressive behavior. Because of the aggressive behavior, not specifically with the turkey, but some animals have to get put down. And hey, that is a human causing that problem. Going back to the beginning of my show, it is not only when humans interfere do problems arise. Animals feed from cars in the national parks. Animals, specifically bears, associate food in cars. It's almost like that's the wrapper of their food, if you're going to unwrap like a granola bar or something like that. Well, the car is the wrapper and the food is inside. And there are many break-ins to cars by animals, raccoons, etc., many of them, looking for food. And also remember this, their sense of smell is so much greater than yours. So that old Dorito wrapper that you had in your car, so as far as you're concerned, there's no other food in the car, but you have that old Dorito wrapper. They could smell the Dorito residue inside that wrapper. So I sort of joke, by the way, I don't eat Doritos. I'm an organic guy, and I don't think there's any organic Doritos out there. No offense to them. Well, I'm going to say that you need to make sure that you actually have, you keep food away from there. And I'm also going to let you know that never, ever, ever bring any food into your tent. Because I say that you, with food in your tent, become a burrito for animals. Because bears have broken into tents looking for food and there are humans inside of it. So all of your food, even your snacks, get eaten outside. And I'll talk to you a little bit more about how to store that food. But I'm going to let you know that animals now are losing fear of humans because they're associating humans and food. So why would I fear you? Well, it's funny. On a recent show, I spoke about this. I've got three bucks that keep showing up to my front. I can't say my front part of my property. They're all over. And they're mowing down quite a bit. There's one older buck, two young bucks. And they show up. And the three of them were outside on my front, like literally 10 feet from my front door. And the older buck is just mowing down my strawberry plants. So he's mowing them down. I open the door. And I just don't want them mowing that. So I go, get out of here. And I scream at him. He turns around. He looks. He flips me the hoof and just stands there and stares me down like, what are you going to do to me? Well, it's obviously they're being habituated, meaning they get closer to humans and their properties, and they're destroying some of the properties, and that's many animals. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So feeding close to home presents a list of problems. For those of you that have dogs and cats and you want to feed your dog or cat outside in, you know, you put a little bowl out there, and I actually call it a bear bowl. Well, if you're going to, and the reason why is, if you have any, it gets back to the residues, if you have the Doritos, as Joe about, if you have any residue of food, a wet food that's in that bowl, a bear is going to be coming up because his sense of smell is going, all right, well, hey, guess what? There's food up on his porch for me. Well, I'm going to let you know that if you do feed your animal outside, it should be dry food. And as soon as he's done eating whatever it is, if he even doesn't finish all of it, the bowl gets picked up and taken inside away so we could get rid of that sense of smell. Now, there was one gentleman down the road from me, and again, a little strange man from the beginning, and I just say that, and I think we're all a little strange, but if when you understand this story, he was feeding the cats outside his home, and they were feral cats. Feral means wild cats. And they began to breed and breed and breed. And I came home one day, and this is not an exaggeration, my big property in the back of these perennial gardens. And there were like 12 cats laying out in the sun in my perennial gardens. And I just said, all right, time out. This is a problem, or more of a serious problem than I thought. So I go down the road, start speaking to the guy. And while I'm speaking to him, I'm telling him that you can't feed them. And if you decide to feed them, then you must spay and neuter all of them, which is, and no joke, I was looking around his home, there's like 40 cats, like everywhere. They were just absolutely everywhere. And I'm saying, you can't feed them. While I'm saying this to him, he's putting food on a paper plate and putting it onto his porch for the cats. And in front of him, I pick up the food, I open his garbage pail, and I throw it into him saying, you can't feed them. And he just didn't. So another neighbor of mine, we trapped about, and I'm not exaggerating, probably 40 cats. It took us weeks and weeks and weeks. It became a job and a chore. And the ASPCA was ticked off at us, going, we're not coming back. Well, I said, well, we've got three more. We've got five kittens. We got this. And because we had to control a problem that someone else didn't see as a problem. And I was speaking to one of my friends. We were down at a engagement party, beach party for another of our friends. And he's telling me that his girlfriend is now doing this in her backyard. Not close to here, but by the studios, but she's doing it. And I said, Steve, you got a problem there. He goes, yeah, I don't know. I said, you got it. And I explained what we did. I said, you got to control it this way. You just have to. Now, switching back to the camping, what I said to you about food and the tent and the human burrito and all that. Well, I'm going to let you know that if you go camping, the rule we have is 10 feet up, 4 feet out, 4 feet down. What this means is all the food, including your snacks, go in a bear bag with a rope, and you have to find a tree so that you can go at least 10 feet up, 4 feet out on a larger branch, and hang it dangling down 4 feet down. And that is so your food is protected. And when I was doing my grizzly bear research up in the Rocky Mountains, this was an every, I guess we'll call it, after dinner meal. Your meal is done, you've done cleanup, and everything is up there. Well, here you go. Bears in Yosemite National Park. The sow, the female, taught her cubs to find the branches that weren't as thick up there, the 10 feet up branch, 4 feet out branch, and they would jump up and down on the branch, break the branch, the cubs would come tumbling down. Mama didn't care because guess what? Mama was getting cubs in food. And so you see, even when we're trying to do the right things, and we have to, every now and then they will outsmart us. Kudos to those bears, but there's nothing else you could do because you're trying to do the right thing. Now, crazy story. And those of you that listen to my shows all the time or watch Joey B. Outdoors, you know that I love to fly fish. And as I mentioned, I am a catch and release guy. So early in the season, I'm out on my own. I'm on a stretch of a river, and I'm also out on my own. And that to me is just like peace. So I begin to fish, and all of a sudden a great blue heron lands in a quieter piece of the river, probably about 20 feet from me, somewhere around there. And as I'm fishing, he's creeping a little closer. And me, and those of you that know me, if you've ever been out with me, I actually take cameras. So I stop fishing because, hey, I got a little camera and a mini tripod, and I start clicking away, put the camera down, great blue next to me. And it's instantly, and I'm saying I catch my first trout. And when the line is jiggling, I'm starting to reel it in, the great blue heron comes over and literally is standing about 1 foot, 2 feet away from my waders, my leg. And he's just waiting for a fish. And I unhook the fish and I let him go. And the great blue goes about 10 feet away again. And I realize that this bird has been imprinted. And I get onto a second fish. And I'm saying before I'm reeling it in, That great blue is right next to me. And, you know, there was nothing I can do. And I tried to shoo the bird to go, gah, gah. And he goes like 20 feet from me. He's like, hey, he goes, as far as I'm concerned, if you're catching fish, you're going to feed me fish. Well, guess what? This is not what we do. And as I said, when humans get involved with animals, this is where those interactions and we begin to interfere with the way that animals naturally act. So, you know, when you get out there, appreciate the beauty of wild animals, but respect them as being wild, and we can prevent unwanted encounters. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.